to Oklahoma now, where a state lawmaker who made history has had a difficult time in office. They are one of the few non-binary lawmakers in the country. As Lionel Ramos of member station KOSU reports, that status brought another dimension of prominence and pressure.
On a desk outside of the office of Oklahoma Representative Mari Turner, there's a stack of flyers with Turner's portrait drawn in a halo-like light, like a saint. Visitors take them as souvenirs, but Turner has mixed feelings about being viewed as an icon.
It's one of those things, what do they say, right? Heavy as a head that wears the crown.
Turner was elected in 2020 from one of the state's few Democratic districts centered in Oklahoma City. Not only were they the first openly non-binary and one of the first trans state lawmakers in the country, they're also Black and Muslim. And with that came expectations and pressure.
Sometimes, most of the time, it's like an out-of-body experience, which I think is like very synonymous with being trans.
Turner says that like other LGBTQ Oklahomans, they're often caught between the hostile rhetoric of their opponents and the silence of others you might expect to be allies.
I move that the Oklahoma House of Representatives formally censure Representative Mari Turner for harboring a fugitive.
Like the rhetoric from Republican Representative Anthony Moore last year, after a protester arrested in Turner's office following a minor scuffle at a demonstration against anti-trans proposals.
That assaulted an Oklahoma highway patrolman, and that the Oklahoma House of Representatives remove Representative Turner from all committees of the House unless or until a written and public apology is issued.
A party line vote censured Turner, but they never apologized.
They can always make an example out of the 2S LGBTQ plus community, of the Muslim community, of the Black community, right? If you're too loud, or if you don't dress how we like you to dress, right? If you don't assimilate to this body, then you don't get access to it.
And then there's the silence, sometimes from fellow Democrats.
I sent out an email at the beginning of this session that we start writing our policy in a gender-neutral way. Nobody responded. Nobody had anything to say.
As a part of the small Democratic minority, Turner doesn't have the power to stop laws that forbid trans youth from getting gender-affirming care or from using bathrooms that fit their gender identity at school. But Mike Crespin, a legislative politics expert at the University of Oklahoma, says Turner's role still matters.
Political scientists talk about sort of descriptive representation and how this is an example of that.
Many LGBTQ Oklahomans do look to Turner when they search for their own face in the legislature. So, when Turner learned through social media about the death of Nex Benedict, a non-binary teen who died the day after a fight in a high school bathroom, they were overcome with fear, anger, and guilt. Especially after the state medical examiner ruled Benedict's death a suicide.
I can't hold back the onslaught of all of the horrible legislation that these people write. But also, like, this is my job. I'm a state legislator. And state policymakers and shapers could have done so much more. We do this work together every day, and like, we all failed next. And that's hard. That's hard.
Benedict's death did shock the legislature into one move, a bill to increase punishments for bullying that leads to someone's death. It passed the Senate and is awaiting action in the House. The day I interviewed Turner, LGBTQ rights activists gathered to honor Nex Benedict outside the Capitol. Turner said a few words of encouragement to the small crowd and then was approached by Navy veteran and trans woman Diana Letkeman from rural Clinton, Oklahoma, for a quick chat. I asked Letkeman what she said to Turner.
They may not be in my district, but they still represent me as part of the community.
It's something Turner's heard a lot and that they say inspires and also weighs on them.
Do I deeply consider myself to be an organizer and an activist and a good steward of community? Absolutely. But people will continuously ask you to produce and perform, right? And have another press conference or a press release about another death of another child. And like, I'm a human too.
Early this month, Turner announced they will not be seeking re-election in November. When I stopped by their office to ask why, they said it wasn't an easy choice, but that recent health problems make it necessary to step away from the pressures of public service so they can start to serve themselves. For NPR News, I'm Lionel Ramos in Oklahoma City.